Welcome to the Local AI and Automation Edition for June 30th. First up, Qwen 3.627b is being called the sweet spot for local development. The Qwen team's latest 27 billion parameter model runs comfortably on a MacBook or an NVIDIA RTX, using Llama.cpp and OpenCode. It's smart enough for serious coding assistance without needing a server farm. For anyone running AI locally, this is the model to try today. The HN thread hit 746 points in 12 hours. There's a new openweight contender for agentic coding called Ornith 1.0. It's from a group called Deep Reinforce and it's MIT licensed. They released variants from 9 billion parameters all the way up to 397 billion, including dense and mo flavors built on Gemma 4 and Qwen 3.5. Simon Willison tested the 35BQ4 quantized version in LM Studio and says it handles multi-step tool calls with ease at 103 tokens per second. What's interesting is the self-scaffolding approach. The model can improve its own reasoning structure during inference. For a first release, this is impressive. On the agent memory front, researchers at the National University of Singapore published MR Agent. It's a fresh approach to long-term memory for agents. Instead of dumping everything into a context window, MR Agent uses active memory reconstruction, starting from small prompts and walking through a memory graph like stepping stones. The results are stark. Compared to LangMEM, which burns through over 3 million tokens per query, MR Agent uses just 118,000 tokens. That's a 27 times reduction, and runtime is cut in half. If you're building agents that need to remember things across long conversations, read this paper. In web infrastructure news, there's a new top-level domain designed specifically for self-hosting. It's called .self. The idea is straightforward: a TLD that signals your site is hosted on your own hardware, not a cloud provider. With all the consolidation happening in cloud AI, having your own domain namespace for self-hosted services feels timely. And a reminder from the tools side, Cursor now has an iPhone app. You can launch and track AI coding agents and get live updates through iOS Live Activities. SpaceX recently announced plans to acquire Cursor, so expect more integration between AI coding agents and the broader engineering workflow. That's it for today. The full transcripts are in the show notes, and both episodes are in your podcast feed. See you tomorrow.